Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. It is lovely to be in the studio today with Tammy Passafume with Diamond Lakes Federal Credit Union. Hello, Tammy.
Hello.
So we are, do we call it banking? What do we call it?
That's the general term.
Yeah. You know, because a credit union is not the same as a bank.
Not at all.
But that's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So, Tammy, it's very nice to see you. I just asked Tammy if she's an Arkansas girl, and kind of is the answer, right?
Kind of is the great answer.
Which is sort of my answer. When we're military kids and we're traveling and this and that, I tell you what, I didn't exactly know where home was, but I knew where Grandma's house was.
Exactly.
And we came to Arkansas. And you said you had grandparents
in Texarkana.
In Texarkana.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, very good. Well, I love our military community, and so I'm excited to meet a fellow Air Force brat, by the way.
Yes. Proud to be a brat.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, Sammy, you interestingly enough, did not start in the world of credit unions.
No.
Folks, Tammy was doing something totally different. Lockheed Martin, I believe, had their paws on you with you said making fuses.
They made multiple rocket launch systems,
uh-huh,
and the rockets that went in them. And I would actually put the igniters in the motors for the rocket.
Putting the igniters in the motors. That is so different than working with credit unions, Tammy.
It is, yeah.
Nowadays, you hope not to ever talk about bombs and things like that, correct?
Correct.
But let's get back to then your transition into the credit union. You started as a teller.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Teller and a loan processor.
Okay, a teller and a loan processor. How long did it take? Because everyone listening is wondering, not everyone. Maybe I'm projecting because I want to know the difference between a credit union and a bank, because when you started with the credit union,
mm-hmm,
did you already know the difference?
No, not at all.
Oh, so you that was a learning curve for you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I interviewed, my dad said that was in the whole time when the savings and loans were going under.
Oh.
And he said, are you sure that thing is going to last?
Wow.
So I quickly studied up on the differences between a savings and loan and a credit union, not necessarily a bank. In a credit union, because we do provide financial services, and which, you know, some people say looks like a duck, walks like a duck.
It must be a duck bank.
Exactly. But the difference is primarily who owns us. We are not for profit financial cooperatives.
Okay.
And our members make all the difference. If we didn't have a member, we would not be in business.
So the members make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I did do a little bit of research. Everybody has the same vote, no matter how much money they have.
More importantly, they have a vote.
Aha! Well, that's okay. So the vote,
yes,
on the direction of the company or the
mm-hmm, or the leadership, because our board members are non-paid members of the credit union who choose to volunteer their time for our organization.
Huh.
So you have as much vote as they do, actually, because you vote on them for their terms and their 3-year terms, and then they help us lead the organization.
Well, as we say in the South, ain't that something?
That's something.
So this was what you, back in the almost at the end of the 80s, you said you got into the
credit union business.
Credit union business. There we go.
That's
there we go. now. Have you been in Arkansas the whole time?
Yes, I've been in Arkansas
okay.
the whole time.
Okay. Diamond Lakes, I'm racking my brain here, but it seems like that represents a certain region. But in your case, is that just a name? I mean, or what are we talking about?
So credit unions, NCUA, banks have the FDIC, that's their insuring agency.
Mm-hmm, right.
Credit unions have it's called the NCUA, National Credit Union Administration. Unlike banks, we're not a business that we get a corporation or we're not incorporated and then we're in business, we were signed into law by a federal act. So it's the National Credit Union Act that allows us to be in business.
Wow.
And it's provisions of that act that actually tell us we have to apply for fields of membership.
Uh-huh.
So we can only serve people within that field of membership. So
I see.
Diamond Lakes has a name, but it actually started with Jones Mill Federal Credit Union.
Jones Mill.
Jones Mill. Reynolds, the Reynolds plant.
Yep.
Seven men with $35 started our credit union.
Well, that's ironic because that's as much as in my banking account today.
Well, there you go. See?
Okay,
see
so
what you could be? We're $84 million in assets today.
There's room for growth.
There you go. There's a path up.
But was that so? That was Jones Mill. I got a good friend that lives that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what year?
That was 1960.
Oh, wow. Okay, not too long ago, really.
Yeah, really, it wasn't. And so over the years, we started with just the mill. The credit union was in a back room at the mill, and it started in one filing cabinet with those seven men. And then it grew. And so we applied to the NCUA to expand our field of membership. So we have six counties now.
I see.
And our potential field of membership is about 200,000 people in those six counties.
Wow, fantastic. Now, speaking of credit union per number of counties, is there anything that says we're here, you can't come to another credit union? I mean, is there anything like that?
Yes and no.
Oh.
Because NCUA, they look at your field of membership.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, Alcoa Federal Credit Union, they just expanded their field of membership, and it includes one of our counties.
Oh.
The way that works is, number one, credit unions play very well together.
I see.
But the way that works is the population is this, and how many credit unions do you need to effectively serve that population?
Mm-hmm.
So they grant fields of membership based on overall credit union need, low to moderate income members.
Okay.
One of the unique things about our credit union is we're a community development financial institution as well. We were the first credit union in Arkansas to get that designation. So that also means that our focus is on low to moderate income members. That we've gotten $3 million in grants just to put out into those six counties to say, do you need a house? Do you need wheels to work? And how can we make that happen?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about, let's say someone wants to check out more of this. We're going to get back to talking, but tell me about the website. Tell me about a phone number. Is it easy to find?
Yes, it's easy to find. Diamond Lakes, FCU.org is our website. All the phone numbers and everything are on there.
Okay, so Diamond Lakes, FCU, Federal Credit Union.
Mm-hmm. .org.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, people, this is a lot more than a bank.
Correct.
So check the website. See if this is a product that maybe, doggone it, maybe some of these listeners are going, oh my gosh, this is what I've been waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I hope so.
Now, the podcast is called Behind the Business.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about Behind Tammy.
Okay.
So because it's just a soundproof wall. But now you moved from a teller, and at some point you said, hey, this is kind of the industry I'm enjoying. Is that right?
What it became for me, people will say I love people, but what really does that mean?
Mm.
Just you love people in general, peopling? I mean, what does that look like? I love making a difference in people's lives.
Okay.
And I was an insurance agent for a short period of time. I do not thrive in a sales culture. I do not, although I can do well. It matters to me that we can make a difference in people's lives, and you have an opportunity to do that at a credit union.
Yeah.
So many different ways.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Tammy, I like how you see you don't thrive in a sales situation. The way I phrase it is, I hate sales. Yeah, I can't do sales. Okay, but you're making...
I can do it. I just hate it.
Okay, there you go. Fine. And so you are making a difference. Give me a couple of ways. Back to, is it the
Even if
home purchase,
how far? Well, it's a home purchase, and it's how far back do you want to go? Mm. It's that we had a member that used to work for Cooper Tire. Car broke down, Tammy. I don't have a way to work. What can we do to get there? Let's look at the value of your car. Is it worth it to put money in it? You know what? It's not worth it to put money in this one. Let's see how we can get you a new one. We have relationships with these car dealers. Let's get them on the phone and let's see who can help.
Oh, wow.
It's as recent as last month, a gentleman that his mom passed away 5 years ago, and he didn't even know that she was a member of our credit union. And I got with our team and I said, we've got to find this guy. Mom's gone. She had this. He was her beneficiary. We need to find this guy. And we found him in Florida. And he said, I had no idea.
Wow.
I cannot tell you how thankful I am.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds to me like you're describing like a bank on steroids. Well, here's a better way to say it. Maybe a bank that's your group of friends, your supporters. You're coming alongside people. This is really a step up than what I think people are used to.
We believe so.
Okay.
We have some great banking partners, by the way. As a CDFI, there's several banks that have that certification. Mm-hmm. Their mission is just more on the commercial side of things. They're trying to help people get into business and things like that. We're trying to get a roof over people's head.
Okay. Okay. And now back to you. You said you like making a difference in people's lives. And mm-hmm. so obviously this has been something that's fulfilling to you because you're still at it.
Yeah.
Now, what is your title? What do you do with Diamond Lakes?
Well, my title is CEO. And over the years, we kind of laugh. We call it professions with a P. President, CEO.
Oh, wow.
Because we're a small credit union, we're 84 million in assets. That's still very small in the credit union world. Not necessarily in Arkansas, but that means, you know, one day you're president and you make all those decisions and you help people that way. And the next day you may be plumber and doing those things too.
Well, I used to own a business, so I do understand that aspect.
Yeah.
But you're right, Tammy, 84 million is just kind of small potatoes. I mean, to me.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. In Arkansas, so, we're actually in the top 10.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
The majority of credit unions in Arkansas are under 50 million in assets.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. There's only 54 in the state.
Huh. Okay. Now, you talk about you give advice, right? So folks can call up just to chat?
Oh, yeah, please do.
I'll be. There's my phrase again. I'll be. Well, I'll be. Now, here's a piece of advice I heard one time. Can I run this by you?
Please.
Okay, it goes like this, Tammy. Tell me if you've heard this. Sometimes in life, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know when to walk away, know when to run. You never
as
count.
Kenny Rogers would say.
Oh, so you've heard of this before? Yeah. You never count your money while you're sitting at the table.
Mm-hmm.
If you are and your team, and when I say you, mm-hmm. your squad, your crew, mm-hmm. you're willing to chat and give advice. Hey, Tammy, I need to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Do we make appointments? I mean, how do I just show up and start a relationship or a conversation?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. Show up, start a relationship and a conversation uh-huh. with whomever is you walk into the branch. We have three of them. Or we do have you can make an appointment on our website and you can make one with me. It can be anybody there.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Speaking of site, you said you had three branches mm-hmm. here
we
in
do.
Hot Springs?
We have two in Hot Springs and one in Malvern.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where are they in Hot Springs?
In Hot Springs, we're on East Grand, just right. Oddly enough, in Hot Springs, on East Grand and on Central, we are right next door to the Taco Bell KFC conversation.
Wait a minute.
I know.
So
you smell the chicken. We're next door.
The strategy I see is so you're right next to the Taco Bell
KFC combo on Grand, East Grand.
Uh-huh. I know right where that is. Of
and
course.
Then on Central Avenue, right across from Walmart and right next to Taco Bell.
I'm going to say it one more time. Well, I'll be. Because I've driven, I mean, I'm a normal Hot Springs guy. I've driven those routes a million times. And, you know, okay, so I know right where you're talking about. And I'm sure everyone listening does too. So stop in Diamond Lakes, Federal Credit Union. Mm-hmm. Now, are you at one of the or
so I have
kind of
laptops
back and forth?
And we'll travel. I have an office in Malvern, but I will be wherever you need me to be.
Okay, I see. My mother, when I said my, as a kid, I knew Grandma's house was in Arkansas.
Yes.
It was outside of Malvern. Have you heard of Rolla Lono?
I have.
That's where Grandma's house was for me. Okay. So y'all just down home folk. Is that right?
Very much so. Very much so.
Uh-huh. Tammy Passafume. What an interesting. Now before we start wrapping up though, tell me why there are many options these days on banking. I mean, not just brick and mortar anymore. Tell me one more time why I should pop into Diamond Lakes Federal Credit Union.
If you just want to do business, go to a bank. If you want to be a member and make a difference, you come to Credit Union.
Ooh, okay. In other words, there's a lot more to it than just, quote, banking.
There's a whole lot more to it. We have checking accounts, savings accounts, IRAs.
Sure.
You're lending things. But if you need a relationship and somebody to take you from this point in life to the next one, mm-hmm. we want to be that people for you.
Tell me, you know what it sounds like to me? Almost like, sometimes in my mind, I think about how was America in the 50s where you can walk in and shake a hand and, you know, it's a man's good word type thing. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this is a bank, but friendly, family, supportive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It is. Mm-hmm. But also, 48% of our transactions, our members never come in because we have all the online services.
Oh, okay.
Your home banking and all of that, too. So we can be as full service or not as you want to be.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And so you have an app?
We do.
So it's, okay, you're modern.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Very good. Is there anything else that you wish someone knew about Diamond Lakes that you can share with us?
We've been here since 1960. We want to be here another 60 years serving the people of our field of membership and make a difference.
That's good. Yeah. You didn't pop up just yesterday.
No.
Okay. No. What a joy today to spend a little time with you, Tammy. Thank you for coming by. And this has been very interesting. Oh, by the way, I did in my research, I found out that now this goes way back. Okay. Mm-hmm. 100-something years ago, credit unions, you would be a member, but you would also be required to plant 2 trees a year.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Well, it's a cooperative.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know. Well, that's very interesting. It has been fun and intriguing to talk today. So, DiamondLakesFCU.org, and then or just pop in when you're at Taco Bell.
There you go. I mean, come on over.
Come on now.
Bring your lunch even. It'd be okay.
Yeah, bring your lunch in. I mean, fine dining and fine.
There you go.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know that I need to speak for Taco Bell.
It's been a wonderful time talking with Tammy Passafume, and we will look forward to seeing you at Diamond Lakes Federal Credit Union. 2 locations of High Springs, 1 in Malvern. Okay, thanks, Tammy.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.